While many D.C. reporters are focused on the White House or Capitol Hill, news of a different stripe has been grabbing attention.
Five zebras are on the loose in the D.C. suburbs in Prince George's County, Maryland.
The Dazzle, that's what you call a group of zebras, by the way, were owned legally and escaped from a farm in the area. And for the last month, they've been dazzling residents with surprise sightings.
I look over, I see like three zebras right here. And I'm like, am my eyes playing tricks on me? Do I have my glasses on?
That's Devon Bennett talking to local Fox 5 after the zebras showed up in his backyard.
They've been seen running across roads and bounding out of woods.
Got the video this morning of the zebras. Them bad boys ran right across the street.
Keith Turner caught a cameo on his phone.
I'm getting kind of close to them. They running.
County Animal Services, well, they're aware of the situation, but catching a zebra is tricky. I mean, they spook easily.
As for who might have helped the zebras escape?
Hands up, I didn't do it.
D.C.'s Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton has been jokingly accused. She's been very anti-fence, wanting to remove barriers put up around D.C. after the January 6th attacks. And while she swears she didn't do it, Norton thinks maybe she inspired them.
And they said, look, if she can get those fences down, we don't want to be fenced in either.
For Norton and many others in D.C., the zebras have become a metaphor for D.C. statehood.
I represent a city where there is no consent of the governed. And the zebras say, guess what? There's no consent to keep us caged in either.
Did you hear that, America? Norton says Washington, D.C. is ready to be a state. Just ask the zebras. That's if they ever get caught.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies.